naysayers, the ones that want to pull you down when you're feeling up about something you find fun, the ones that want to squish your bubble of feeling in love, the ones that want to find a million different reasons why you shouldn't do what you love, the ones that want to poke holes in your imagination and pick apart your vision, so they want to make your goals feel stupid, like you could never do it, whatever it is. They want to make your achievements seem like they aren't that big of a deal. So the naysayers, they just don't want to see you win, because it reminds them of all the things they could be doing, but they can't get it out of themselves because their monster is so big, it keeps them trapped in their doubt. That self-hate, because monsters hate themselves. And unfortunately, you know, these naysayers are everywhere. They're your friends, your family, your co-workers, your kids, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, your husband. The naysayers are the groups that oppose you. They make it hard for you to do what you want to do. They push you down. They try to take your power away, and it won't always be in obvious ways. In fact, a lot of times the naysayers are nice. They can be seemingly kind. And they might even pretend to help you. But be aware, for sometimes help is actually hindering you. The help might be their way of codepending you, and if you don't see how it's stopping you, you might not realize it, and it could cause you a lot of resistance. But the good news is, you don't have to let the naysayers in. You don't have to let them affect your vibration, and you don't have to accept their opinions. If the people you surround yourself with don't make you feel good, then they aren't going to help you turn pro, and that's totally cool. It just means that you have to be more secure and rooted in who you are. To get there, you need to accept who you are and love who you are so much that nothing throws you off, because self-love helps you put solid boundaries up. But then you have to get good at holding those boundaries up. But just be sure you don't put up boundaries that block you off from giving and receiving more. So the best line of defense is to become someone who is of light and love, because there you find the strength to stand up with grace when the naysayers try to take your power away. Okay? Yeah, that makes sense to me. Also, it's important to note that regardless of what your mission is, you have to believe in it. You have to listen to the voice within that tells you to pursue it, because that voice is your intuition. That voice isn't always obvious, but it's always right. Problem is, most of us are conditioned to ignore it, most of the time. But when you do, that's how you end up letting the naysayers in. And so it's easy to let them in if you're still in the fence. If you don't trust yourself. If your beliefs have doubts. Doubts cause holes between you and your goals, and that's why they never work out. So my advice to you is, do the work to become your biggest fan. Become the best damn parent a human can have. Become someone who does the work every day to get in alignment with their passion and purpose. Do the work to practice the art of self-mastery like it's your religion. Do the work to become someone that is outstanding by standing within. And then the naysayers can't get in. Okay, I think I've said enough for today. Would you like a cup of coffee? Yes, please. Okay, but don't forget, coffee stains your teeth and could potentially lead to autoimmune disease. Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm already dead, so I have nothing to lose, okay? Okay then, how do you like your coffee, my friend? Black with a little bit of honey. In the end.